I think it's particularly appropriate that we're meeting here at this time. If I can make reference to the Daily News, one of the reasons we do things like this is because we are continually and in the present affected by the news of the day and the history, the continuity of history, going back to the time we're going to talk about today. Minority set-aside programs, protesting, black loan denials, things of this sort that are filling the news of the day, that fill our thoughts and fill our daily lives, very much have something to do with our history. And we're here to bring a little of that history to the present tonight. In the decades before the Civil War, when Americans gathered in the theater or the parlor or on their front porch or by the wagon, wherever it may have been, they often shared their feelings about common problems and learned about current tastes and influenced each other's attitudes through the music that they sang. Not only did that music reflect the great social and political issues of the day, sometimes it even affected them. Tonight, we'll hear how the music of the most famous American composer of this period stood in relation to the greatest socio-political issue of the day, abolition, and the reform of attitudes and understandings of the conditions of slaves that preceded emancipation. It's a story thick with political loyalties, with friendships, with family honor, and I hope that you will come back to hear the pairs of lectures that we will offer next Monday evening at 7:30 and the following Sunday afternoon at 3:30 to hear the full story. Stephen Collins Foster was born in Lawrenceville on the 4th of July in 1826 of a well-educated Scotch-Irish family. His mother was an avid reader, his sisters were excellent musicians, and they exposed him to the best in music and literature. His father was involved in state and local politics and served for a while as mayor of Allegheny City, where Stephen grew up. Like other northern lads, Stephen was enthralled by the minstrel stage, an entertainment phenomenon largely made up of Scotch-Irish musicians that swept the country during his youth, much as the rock and roll era, rock and roll swept the country during my youth, and these were equally indelible influences on American culture. Foster and his circle of friends began writing and performing their own songs, and he was urged to try some out in contests. In 1847, one of these songs, "O Susanna," was first sung downtown in Wood Street in the second floor auditorium. It was thoroughly Scotch-Irish minstrel in its harmony, its form, the nonsensical words we'll hear tonight. And although it was written in a mild dialect and was not sensitive to the characters it portrayed as real people, it avoided the grotesque caricature so prevalent in 1840s minstrel songs. Within a year, it was known worldwide in many translations, with many additional parody verses added to it. Now here we have Guy Russo with the Dear Friends to perform that song, "O Susanna."